exhausts and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 27th, 2026 edition. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, during her State of the State address, had two main issues she wanted to focus on in her last year of being our governor, this year, 2026. Her number one priority: increasing literacy among our students, especially young students. Second priority, building more homes. Well, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Friday, Americans for Prosperity put out a poll of 1,051 registered voters from March 30th through April 2nd. According to this poll, 61% of registered voters in Michigan believe the state needs more housing and that regulations should be altered to permit more home building, according to this poll. Well, Americans for Prosperity Michigan has endorsed the legislature's nine-bill Housing Now, quote-unquote, proposal, which has both Democratic and Republican sponsors, pushing duplex as well as smaller home construction and changing the rules, the policies of permits, and also local governments' abilities to regulate, disapprove, or extend the permitting timeline for such projects. Long list of bills: House Bill 5529, 30, 31, 32, House Bill 5581, 82, 83, 84, and 85 would put strict restrictions on local governments' abilities to overregulate, again, disapprove, and or extend the permitting timeline for such projects. Well, this, much to the dismay of the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments, SEMCOG, and other local groups. Well, Americans for Prosperity Michigan's polling found that 64% of the participants, including 50% of Republicans, 76% of Democrats, and 63% of independents, supported multi-housing units like apartments and duplexes. 70% of the respondents, 64% Republicans, 77% Democrats, 68% of independents, said they were more concerned about the rules affecting housing affordability more than making changes in their neighborhood's character. Friday, American for Prosperity Michigan Director Tim Golding moderated a panel. Is liberty the solution to home prices? The discussion was part of the 250 Summit hosted by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Southeastern Michigan in Sterling Heights. American for Prosperity Michigan was part of the summit steering committee, as well as the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Foundation, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and the American Institute for Economic Research. Golding described a lot of first-time homebuyers not wanting 3,000-square-foot homes with 2 acres of land, which they would need to maintain, afford the mortgage, property taxes, and insurance for. Golding suggested if builders could find zoning locations where smaller homes could be flexibly built, you could sell them like hotcakes. There's overwhelming support from the citizens in Michigan that want to see zoning changes. They want to see housing that can be affordable and abundant so families can stay here. Michigan families can start living their own version of the American dream, Golding said. He went on to say, describing the present-day authority of local zoning and ordinances was not the way our founding fathers, I think, would have envisioned us providing places for our people to live. Participating on the panel was also Alana Blumsack. She's the senior housing policy analyst for Americans for Prosperity nationally. Bumsack described Montana as attempting to address its housing shortage with reforms similar to what the Michigan House proposals represent. Especially, they're looking at the city of Bozeman, where the population has skyrocketed more than 50% from 2010 to July of 2022. Montana implemented reforms in 2023, like permitting homeowners statewide to create accessory dwelling units on their property. Like, for one specific example, turning their basements and attics and also small cottages into apartments in their backyard. Taking on a tenant creates a living space, whether it's in a basement, attic, or in a small home in their backyard. Additionally, a statute was signed to support duplex developments in more places. Furthermore, in 2025, their Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed off on cutting the parking requirements that contractors face. These changes were linked to a task force he convened in Montana back in 2022. The most local form of control is with the property owner themselves. We should be doing what we can to ensure those rights remain and to ensure the property owners have the ability to build accessory dwelling units or make reforms, renovations to their homes without excessive regulations, whether those are federal, state, or even local regulations. For example, in Montana, they have a very mountainous and hilly topography. Many large homes have walkout basements. Sometimes the residents never even go into their basements. Well, those basements could be finished off into apartments with separate entrances in and out of the walk-in basement. Additional side driveways could provide parking with steps down and around to the walkout basement. Governor Gianforte said, "We made those opportunities available, and many of our residents found it a way to provide rental income that not only paid for their property taxes, but also their homeowners insurance and even their electric bills." Well, Golding, Americans for Prosperity Michigan, said in the last 20 years, Michigan has experienced a 70% decline in construction permits being issued for housing. 70% decline in new houses. Christina Marjica of Reason Foundation Think Tank focused on limiting government regulations and increasing competition. Having only one parking spot alone can increase rent costs by 6%, but by 12% if apartment complexes are required to provide two parking spaces. The Michigan House bills would limit parking mandates to one parking space per unit. Mojica described these mandates for multiple parking spaces creates a lot of pressure on working class renters. Many sometimes don't even own a car. But yet these complexes are built with asphalt parking everywhere and there's no cars, or very few that do not need as many that are currently in the regulations. Additionally, she addressed questions of whether building smaller homes, multifamily structures, duplexes, and units that are friendly to a working class budget. All of this negatively impacts property values of owners of larger homes that may be in the area. However, she illustrated how the lack of housing can be tied to homeless encampments and even extra pressure on local shelters. So when we build more for everyone, it actually will end up being a benefit for all. Very, very interesting statement. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, just wrapping up this story. Instead of NIMBY, not in my backyard, we need to change people's thinking into YIMBY. Yes, in my backyard. Mojica said that when we build more for everyone, it really is a benefit to all. When you look at increased residents in your community, now stop and think about this. Federal government, state government, local government. If you look at this from the local level, which is what we're talking about, housing at the local level, it doesn't affect Washington, D.C. It has a little bit of impact on Lansing. The more residents we have, the more taxpayers we have, the more revenue goes into Lansing. Same thing with the local community, but the local community is impacted even more. Why? Your township. Look at your township, your city, your village, wherever you live. Do you have a police department? Or do you contract with the county sheriff? Do you have a volunteer fire department? Do you have a township hall? In your township, how many schools do you have? How much commerce is in your township? Restaurants, stores, gas stations. Your local township, city, or village has a fixed cost to run your government. If you have more residents in your township, you have more consumers, you have more taxpayers. You have more people moving into your township. Now, I know a lot of us up here in northern Michigan like it just the way it is. Randy, it's been this way for 50, 60 years, and we love it, and we want to keep it. There's only one problem. The cost to run government has gone up. Look at the pay of your township government. Look at the pay, perhaps, of your firefighting, your policing of your township. the cost to pave your roads, the cost to provide electricity for the streetlights. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know intersections in the state of Michigan? Guess who pays the electricity for the streetlight? The township does. I found out because I called to replace a light that was out at the corner of our area where we live, coming in off of 31. The light, the overhead light bulb, was burnt out. Found out you have to call your local township. They then work with the local county road commission and the electric company to replace the bulb. It's not MDOT. It's local. And if you guys stop and think about this, we have got to get more affordable housing for workers. A lot of our local small businesses, they said, Randy, our employees are having to drive an hour, hour and a half. One told me 2 hours in Petoskey, couldn't find anywhere near close by. Charlevoix had to go all the way over east of I-75 to find a place to live, to drive to Petoskey to and from work. 2 hours a day. 1 hour there, 1 hour back. Folks, that person is driving 10 hours a week to get back and forth to work. Well, Randy, Petoskey is very expensive real estate. You're not going to build affordable housing there when you can put a $1 million house on it and the thing will sell. I understand, but there's outlying areas. Tom Curtis, Karen Curtis, for example. Once you turn off of 31 on Pickerel Lake Road, there's a ton of property out there that could be developed for affordable housing. Multi-gazillionaires aren't going to live in that area because it doesn't have a view of the bay. There can be places in every community where we can find a place to build these type of affordable homes. I think, personally, based on the improvements of manufactured housing, modulars, they're very affordable and well-built. And now you can't even tell if they're stick-built or not. That's how much they've improved the roof lines and even the ability to have an attached garage. Got to change your thinking from not in my backyard to yes, in my backyard, according to this story. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to improve.